an emotional journey now. So many of us have had the experience of a great teacher, and when they're gone, there's the pang of wondering, did I make sure to tell that teacher how much they meant to me?
I came back with my viola that I had stopped playing 25 years earlier, and when I walked in for that rehearsal, we were greeted literally by 40 years worth of students.
That's veteran journalist Joanne Lippman talking about the experience of playing in the Memorial Concert in February of 2010. You're hearing it there. For Jerry Kupchinski, Mr. K, a legendary string and orchestra teacher of young people in New Jersey. He was also the toughest and most uncompromising, stingy with praise teacher they ever had. Joanne Lippman's recollections of her viola teacher in the New York Times produced such an outpouring of responses from hundreds of loyal students that Lippman and award-winning concert violinist Melanie Kupchinski, Jerry's daughter, collaborated on a book, Strings Attached, One Tough Teacher and the Gift of Great Expectations. Melanie described what it was like as a little girl to receive her dad's gift every day of her life.
My dad was tough as a teacher and as a father. He was strict. He was a disciplinarian. He didn't take any nonsense. He made me work really hard at my instrument, and also he demanded a lot of me at home. And yet, as strict and demanding as he was also equally affectionate and loving and supportive of me. And I feel that that combination gave me a really great start in life, and I'm eternally grateful to him.
This is the guy, because he was so hard on me and hard on all of his students, he held you to this higher standard. And the way that he spoke to us, it was transferring the responsibility to you. He never said, oh, you're great, you're talented. I never heard him use the word talent. But what he would do is commend you for working hard.
Let me read you something. This is about you, Melanie. When you were at a very important point in your life where the question was, do you keep on with music or do you pursue other possibilities because your test scores were so spectacular? And you write here in the book, what about people who aren't as sure of their dreams? Your dad had little respect for those who don't have the guts to be certain the way he was, you write. He doesn't have the patience for kids who are confused by the variety of choices, who resist the deep, difficult work of becoming excellent in favor of flitting from thing to thing, a jack of all trades and a master of none. My dad never mentioned the aspirations of his own that he may have abandoned in pursuit of his career, though he used to write poetry and perhaps would have been a writer himself. I only know that he is driven, focused, and single-minded, his goal to be the best music teacher it is possible to be. Melanie, how do you think he came to that?
Well, I think that when he got out of Ukraine and away from the war and the famine and everything that he had gone through, and he came to this country with pretty much basically nothing, he was so fortunate to run up against a music professor who took him under his wing, and to have this opportunity to go to college. And while we were researching the book, I found all the report cards he had ever received all the way back through kindergarten that he had taken with him from Ukraine. And it dawned on me how important education was to my father. It was just the most important thing ever.
He spent his formative years, we later learned, but he never spoke of it, running from the Russians, the Germans, the Poles. Things that he never talked about that Melanie and I did a massive amount of research on.
Why he was so terrified of the communists, something that you grew up with, Melanie, but the details of which only come out in this book.
Right. I knew some of the story, but he never talked about it and answered my questions in the briefest possible way. And all of this came to light pretty much after he had passed away.
I mean, the other narrative that goes through this book is the disappearance of your sister, Stephanie. And in many ways, the journey of this book is a journey to see a man who was so intimidating and so unbelievably strong and single-minded, to see him so unbelievably vulnerable in these details you've unearthed about him growing up and his reaction to the loss of his daughter. What is it like to see someone that vulnerable who's been so strong for all of your life, Melanie?
Well, it was a big test for all of us, and it was unbelievably difficult. It's something that anybody would find difficult, but I think for my dad, it came after so much other things, so many other things that had happened to him, that it was almost insurmountable. But I feel that he and I shored each other up through that, and his students and his music came to the rescue for him and helped us. And music played a big role for me in helping me get through all the events that happened.
And that's, I'll let people read the precise details in the book, but one of the people who came to the rescue was Joanne Lippman, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
That was when Mr. K re-entered my life after I had been out of touch for many years. And Melanie and I, in fact, had been out of touch for many years. And I received a phone call at the Wall Street Journal, where I was at that time a reporter, from Mr. K saying, "My daughter is missing. Can you help me?" I was able to put him in touch, you know, with various media outlets so that they could get the word out about what had happened. And the focus, the resilience, the discipline, it was like every single thing that Mr. K had ever taught us, they both put into play in the most unbelievably major way.
Melanie, you know, you've benefited probably more than anyone from being Jerry's daughter, but what does this say about teaching and praise? And, you know, maybe it shouldn't be the case that a teacher this tough is so unusual in our time. What's the lesson there?
Well, I think that we're finding more and more that kids respond well to being held to a high standard.
Hard work is always a tough lesson. And Joanne, in your case, your toughness as a journalist maybe comes from Jerry?
Without question. And I spoke to so many of his students and I said, you know, why was it where all these people came back? And people were using the same phrases. They said, he taught us resilience. He taught us the ability to persevere. When people say no to you, the ability to say, yeah, I'm going to keep going. One of the other things that one of his students said that I thought was such a smart lesson was he taught us how to fail and how to pick ourselves up again. And I thought that was such a smart comment. Everybody needs to understand that to be able to kind of persevere in life.
I think for me, too, that was a very valuable lesson. I didn't just walk in and get a job in the Chicago Symphony. I took many auditions. And it was hard to keep going after a while that you think, you know, if I'm not going to be able to do this easily. But with my father behind me and all those lessons of picking myself up and trying again, I was able to earn myself a really wonderful job that I love.
And we're very glad you did. Melanie Kupczynski is a violinist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, 21-time Grammy winner and co-author of the book Strings Attached, with Joanne Lippman, former editor-in-chief, journalist, and co-author of Strings Attached. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thank you, John.
And here's Melanie at age 8 performing Concertino for Violin. The piece was composed by Philip Gordon, and here Melanie performs it with the East Brunswick Junior High School Orchestra in Atlantic City at a National Convention of Music Teachers in February of 1970. Jerry Kupczynski, the conductor. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.